Blackstone Audio presents Stormy Persuasion by Johanna Lindsay. This book is read by Laurel Merlington. Chapter 1. Judith Mallory knelt in front of the window in the bedroom she shared with her cousin Jacqueline, both staring at the ruined house behind the Duke of Wrighton's mansion and formal gardens. Although Judith was the older of the two young women by a few months, Jack, as her father had named her just to annoy his American brothers-in-law, had always been the leader. Actually, instigator was more like it. Jack said that she was going to be a rake, just like her father, James Mallory. Jack said she was going to be a pirate, just like her father. Jack said she was going to be a superlative pugilist. The list went on. Judith had once asked her why she didn't have any goals to be like her mother, and Jack had promptly replied, "But that wouldn't be exciting." Judith disagreed. She wanted to be a wife and a mother, in that order. And it was no longer a faraway goal. She and Jacqueline were both turning 18 this year. She'd had her birthday last week, and Jacqueline would have hers in a couple months. So they were both going to have their first season come summer. But Jacqueline's debut was going to take place in America instead of London, and Judith didn't think she could bear not being able to share this occasion with her best friend. But Judith still had a couple of weeks to figure out how she could change this disagreeable arrangement. The daughters of the two younger Mallory brothers, James and Anthony, the girls had been inseparable for as long as they could remember, and every time their mothers brought them to visit their cousins Brandon and Cheryl at the Duke's ancestral estate in Hampshire, they'd spend hours at this window, hoping to see a light.